Exclusive, Kerry Lake, Illegal Immigration is Making Homes, Rent Unaffordable for Young People. By Hannah Knudsen on July 19, 2024. Handouts to illegal immigrants are taking a massive toll on the American people, particularly the younger generations. Arizona U.S. Senate candidate Kerry Lake said during an exclusive sit-down interview with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on Thursday. "We're footing the bill," Lake said, discussing handouts to illegal immigrants in the United States. "You know, getting access to health care. Joe Biden actually floated the idea to give them VA, United States Department of Veterans Affairs, health services," she said. "We're at 22 million veterans. And our VA health services could really only handle about 11 million. And he wants to add 12 million, she explained, as Boyle noted that President Joe Biden also wants to put illegal immigrants on Obamacare. Lake said she talks to people in Arizona who work very hard. And even they do not have health insurance right now. Yet their tax dollars are paying for it for illegal immigrants. Lake also said she is very concerned about the young generation, which cannot afford rent, noting that rents have doubled in many locations. This is another example of the negative impacts of illegal immigration, she explained. And, even more than that, we have 12 million people who poured in. They have to live somewhere, and the government's putting them up. Sometimes hotels, sometimes they're giving them subsidies for apartments. Even if they're not, we're having to compete for those apartments with him," she explained. Related, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. And when you have only so much supply and you have so much demand, prices go up. That's exactly why housing is unaffordable for young people, she said. My daughter is 21, my son is 19. Their generation, because I talk to them and their friends all the time. This young generation is fantastic, by the way. They've been through a lot with the indoctrination, but they're coming out and being conservative, realizing they have to help chart the course for the future. She said, noting that these young people tell her they do not see a future where they can own homes to have a backyard for dogs to run around and have the ability to get married, afford to be married with children. And it saddens them. They want that. They want that American dream, the Senate hopeful said. I want to get to D.C. and help make that possible, she added.